Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Behind the Curtain on our latest installment of My Favorite Things, Broadway's Living Legends. I don't know the right order to say any of that in, but I think that's good enough.
I think everybody gets the idea.
We get the point. We're going to share some of our favorite things that maybe are not your favorite things, and you might learn to love them too. Or not.
Just like my dad.
Rob, why don't you start us off today? I'm excited. I do not know what you're going to tell me, and I'm excited to know what this musical is going to be. What do you have?
So my obscure musical has never been to Broadway, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I don't think it belongs in a Broadway house. Okay. Are you familiar with a show called Brownstone?
Yeah, Liz Callaway is on the cast recording.
Yes.
There's that song that Bette Midler sang from it on one of her albums, because I may have been a fan of Bette Midler as a child.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah, I love Bette Midler. And what's the song, the famous song from it?
Brownstone, Brownstone, why am I living in a brownstone? I'm Bette Midler. I think is it. But they changed the title, I believe, to... Since you stayed here.
That's right. Yeah. I believe there's the recording is a studio recording of it.
Yes. Yeah. She made that a hit, and I think a couple of other people covered it as well. So Brownstone is mine. If you've never listened to Brownstone, it's really interesting. It's a story about five people who are living in, surprise, surprise, a Manhattan brownstone, and it takes the audience over their lives for the course of a full year.
Okay. New York City living.
New York City living. Although, you know what's really funny is there's no real specific mention in the show that they're in New York City. So you could set it in Chicago or Los Angeles, but brownstones are so synonymous with New York City. I don't know how you do that. So in 1984, it was at the Hudson Guild. It had a great cast. It was Maureen McGovern and Lonnie Ackerman and Lenny Wolpe. And then in 1986, Roundabout did it, with Liz Callaway and Rex Smith, and it only lasted for about 9 weeks or
so. That was off-Broadway?
Off-Broadway, off-Broadway. The score is very clever. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great things in there. It's not an amazing show. It's not a perfect show.
Yeah, I've listened to it a couple times.
But it has more good for it than negative qualities, if that all makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And what's really interesting is that the show, I think one of the main problems with the show is that if you look at the original production of it that Roundabout did, if you look at the photos, they put a literal brownstone on that stage. Three walls, very intensely decorated. It looked like they were doing a realistic play that just happened to take place in a brownstone. And I'm sure, as you know, in a musical, the more literal you get with things, the more damage you
do. Danger, yeah.
And I think it was hard for audiences to understand why were these characters singing in such a literal environment. Apparently, they did it again in 2002 at the Berkshire Theater Festival, and that staging was a little bit more open and a little bit more fluid, and so audiences were able to buy into the idea that it was a musical. There's a cast recording of it, but it's a not a concept album, but they brought in studio performers to sing, and the album is great. It's Brian D'Arcy James, yep, and Rebecca Luker, oh, and Liz Callaway, and Debbie Gravin, and Kevin Reed. Really, really good, and I think that shows the score off at the best. The opening is great, okay, and there's a couple of really, really beautiful, beautiful songs in there. One of them is called Not Today. So ladies, if you're looking for a new audition song, I would look at Not Today. And the opening number, Someone's Moving In, I think is...
Someone's Moving In.
Yes, you know it. Yeah.
I just remember.
It's like an 8-minute long opening number. And you're like, my God, just move in already. But it's still...
God, how long does it take?
It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. I think it's a really charming show. Like I said, it's got more good than bad to recommend for it. And I hope everybody goes out and takes a listen to it.
Totally check it out.
What's yours?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
All right, I'm taking you back to the 50s once again.
Great, I'm in my time machine. I'm ready to go.
1951. We had a score by Arthur Schwartz. We had lyrics by the great Dorothy Fields. It's based on a beautiful, beautiful novel. And yes, takes place in New York City or one of the boroughs.
Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
That's right. Tree Grows in Brooklyn has got to be one of my favorite classical scores. Shirley Booth is in it.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Johnson is in it. George Abbott did the book with Betty Smith. And it was, I don't think it was a huge hit. I read up a little bit about it, and Shirley Booth was one of the side characters. It was a very serious story about a father-daughter relationship, couples, you know, falling apart, and Shirley Booth provided the comedy. And what I read about was that it was the too much focus was she pulled the focus too much, because Booth is Shirley Booth, and Shirley Booth is amazing. And when you listen to the recording, he had refinement is. It's I giggle every time I listen to because she's talking about how this man is like so refined, but really
brilliant.
It's funny.
Brilliant comic song that a lot of people don't remember for some reason.
It's so funny.
You know, I have a lot of people who audition for me, women, and they usually, if they want to do like a Golden Age comedy number, they always come in with Adelaide's Lament or Ooh My Feet or something.
Gosh.
And I go, Tree Grows in Brooklyn, he had refinement. It's hysterical.
It's so funny. And
hysterical.
But yet, with all of that funny, you've got some real serious songs as well. One of my favorite tunes is Make the Man Love Me. I must try to make the man love me. It's a beautiful, beautiful ballad. The father sings to his daughter, I'll Buy You a Star. That's another beautiful song from this show. Growing Pains. The score sings to me, and I find it interesting that Arthur Schwartz wrote this with Dorothy Fields, and I'm always fascinated when a songwriter, his voice changes based on who he's writing with.
Oh, yeah.
So he's no longer, this is not a show he did with Dietz. I feel like I can sense that his songwriting is better in this show than it is in other shows that he's done with
Dietz.
I really think that it's, and I really connect to it, and I find it's a beautiful, beautiful score, and I can listen to that album over and over again.
I wonder why it's not done more often.
I recall about 10 years ago, I think Goodspeed did it.
Okay.
And I don't remember how well it did, and I wonder why, and I wonder if it has to do with the book, and it has to do with, you know, it just not being strong enough. I wonder. I would love to see it be revisited somewhere, maybe at Musicals at Mufti, maybe even at, you know, Encore. I don't know if it's a big show, but I would love to hear the score.
Did Encores do it at some
point? You know
what?
They did. They definitely did.
But it'd be nice to just, get a full production of it going somewhere. Do you think it's a show that would benefit an intimate
Yes.
Space?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to see that.
So maybe we do a Tree Grows in Brooklyn and Brownstone in rep. And we'll,
on the same set.
On the same set. But the Brownstone set will be the same literal one from Roundabout.
Right, it'll
so.
Actually be on a rotation. So yes, it'll turn.
Yes.
As the, yeah, so you see the inside and the outside.
That's great. And I know maybe we can find Shirley Booth and dig her up. And
oh,
she'll,
man,
she'd
she
love,
funny in it.
Ooh. She would love to, I'm sure, come back from beyond to do a Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
That's right.
It's the one thing she wants to do. It's the only reason she wants to come back. It's not say hi to family or friends. She wants to do Tree Grows in Brooklyn on the Brownstone set.
He had refinement.
He had refinement. What a great way of like dismissing somebody. He had refinement. Nothing else. Just refinement.
Just that's it. Good enough.
Well, okay. So well, I'm going to go and listen to A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
I'm going to re-listen Brownstone again.
Please. And also, anything with Brian D'Arcy James on an album, I'm a very happy man. And Debbie Gravett, who I think has an amazing
her pipes
voice. Because you listen to her on that, and yep. You listen to her on the Boys from Syracuse
yep.
CD. She is great. God, I love her. If you're listening, you have a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're okay with that. I just need you to sing for me all the time. All right. So I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
Thank you so much for listening to our favorite things behind the curtain. And don't forget, please, 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 if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want to throw your two cents in, Facebook page, Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends.
And on Twitter, at Broadway Curtain.
Till next time, take care.
Bye-bye.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.